Delivered by the learning team of the Jewish Museum London. Community Chats is a series of interviews with different people within the Jewish community. I'm Shireen, and in this episode of Community Chats, I will be speaking to Jackie Lipovich, the chairman of the Licensed Kosher Meat Traders Association and a kosher butcher. So, hello Jackie, and thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure, good afternoon.
So, Jackie, please may you tell us, what does it mean to keep kosher?
Well, I actually think that keeping kosher is more important than going to the synagogue, because children today, every day they come home, they see their mothers or their fathers, whoever is in control of the kitchen, in the kitchen, separating milk from meat. Kosher food is very, very important because it shows that we are different and it shows that is what we are. That is what it is being Jewish. We eat kosher, we don't eat non-kosher food.
Thank you very much. So Jackie, could you please explain your role as the chairman of the Licensed Kosher Meat Traders Association?
Right, I have been chairman now for the last 38 years. I have been re-elected on 5 different occasions, which I'm very proud of.
Amazing.
And I have a great rapport with the Dionym of the London Beth Din. And in fact, as chairman, when Diane Erentro used to be the Avrash Beth Din, we did one very, very important thing for the whole of London. We stopped the consumer having to kosher the meat at home. And today, the young ladies or the young people, whoever go into the kosher butchers, don't even realise about koshering the meat, whereas their mothers and their ancestors would have to have a bowl, a board, they'd have to have salt to take the meat home. It was a whole process. Today it's so easy, and that is something I'm really, really proud of as chairman. And also as chairman, I meet the Dionym, I give interviews to the press, of course, with Shechita being under threat all the time. I'm often giving interviews on the radio to the newspapers explaining what Shechita is, because there is such a misunderstanding about Shechita that we have to explain it. Our Shechita is so safe and it's so humane, people don't understand. But when we explain it to them, they do understand. And that's one of the roles I do. And also, I give talks to various societies about kashrut and Shechita and kosher butchering, and they find it very interesting. So what to me is mundane is interesting to them.
Amazing. So, Jackie, could you please explain, what does Shechita mean?
It means that the animal is killed in the most humane way. What it is, a shochet is a man that kills the animal. He's been trained for 5 years. So nobody just picks up a knife and does whatever they do to an animal. This shochet is trained in husbandry, animal welfare, and anything to do with animals. He is trained so that when he actually kills the animal, within 1/5 of a second, the animal is rendered unconscious and feels no pain. On the American statute books of independence, the method of Shechita is one of the methods of slaughter they actually do recommend. Shechita is one of the most humane ways of killing an animal, and I stand by that. That's why I'm so proud of our kashrut.
Thank you. So, could you please describe a typical day as a butcher, from receiving the kosher meat to packaging and selling it?
Right, I'm really one of the old-fashioned kosher butchers. We go into our shop, let's say a Wednesday, which is when we get fresh meat and lamb. We go into our shop at 1:30 in the morning, which I know is a staggering time. But if you're on Hanger Lane gyrating, loads of people go past my shop at 2:00, 3:00, 4:00, and they see the lights in the shop, and they often phone me up, is everything all right? You haven't been broken into or anything? I say no. We go into shop 1:30. At 2:00, we get a delivery of fresh meat and fresh lamb, and we start koshering it ourselves. As I explained, we have to kosher all our meat before we sell it. That means it goes, we have to take the bones out, we take the veins out, it then goes into water, it then goes into salt, it then gets strained off, hangs up, and it all drains down. Then we cut it into packaging, and then we deliver it to the consumer. So we start off at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and that process can take 5-6 hours. But by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, the meat is ready for sale. And we've got perfectly fresh meat ready for the consumer, which we then make our orders up, and we have delivery men going out. And that's what happens, it gets delivered. Where I am, mostly, we deliver to restaurants and to people, because we're on a Hanger Lane gyratory, so it's not the most accessible place imaginable, but we get lots and lots of phone calls.
So, Jackie, why did you decide to become a butcher?
I didn't decide to become a kosher butcher. What happened was, I was at college, and unfortunately my mother was taken ill, so my father said to me, would I just come into the shop for 3 months to help him out? And go back to school afterwards, he said, come into the shop for 3 months, help him out, until mum gets better. And in those days, you listen to your father. So I said, yes, okay, fine. So I went into the shop. I had no knowledge of butchering, of course, but I could see that the existence and the way they did things was completely wrong. On a Wednesday night, in those days, we're talking about like 50 years ago, in those days, they would work all night on a Wednesday night. So I did a little bit of reorganizing. I sorted this out, sorted that out, without being a butcher. And the second week I was there, they finished at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday night. So then I learned to drive. So then I started going to the market for him. So then he said, could I stay another 3 months? And the rest is history. I've stayed ever since.
Lastly, what's your favourite thing about being a kosher butcher?
I think, to be honestly truthful, since I married Natalie, my wife, it's a pleasure to go around, especially on a Shabbos, to the younger people in the community and explain to them what we do. It's amazing how many young housewives today don't really understand anything about kosher butchering, anything about meat. They just go in and buy what they want, and they just use the same old thing. I explain to people, I'm very hands-on, I know what I'm doing. People come to me and ask me questions. I'm very proud of the fact that they can come to me where they perhaps wouldn't go to a rabbi, or they wouldn't go somewhere higher. They can come to me and talk to me and ask me things, and I'll explain to them nicely, especially people making a simcha. It's very, very with people. It's very, you've got to be a community person, and a kosher butcher is not just a man who stands behind the counter. He's personally one of the community, and he helps everybody else.
Amazing. Thank you so much for answering our questions. You've been listening to Community Chats. Goodbye, or as they say in Hebrew, Shalom.